The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Gary Capewell here, looking ahead to the best of Saturday's action, and what a Saturday it is as well. The best of flat and jumps combined. We've got the Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster. We've got the Old Roan Chase at Aintree. We've also got good action at Newbury on the flat. Chepstow over jumps, as well as Card Stratford. Wolverhampton on the evening. There's action at Leopardstown over in Ireland, as well as Wexford. What more could you want, Gary?
Not a lot. It's a fantastic Saturday, isn't it? As you say, there's a good card at Newbury as well, and there's a good card at Chepstow, which we haven't even mentioned. The old Silver Trophy handicap hurdle, which has been won by some very good horses down the years. Also, the Persian War hurdle as well. So yeah, something for everybody.
Something for everyone.
I think perhaps the more solid betting opportunities will probably come in the jumps action, particularly with the ground, and we're getting towards the latter stages, obviously now, of the turf flat season. But in terms of an overall quality of a Saturday, it's right up there.
Would it be harsh to say, I mean, we're going to preview the Racing Post Trophy first, then the Old Roan Chase, and then a competitive handicap hurdle at Aintree.
Yep.
Would it be harsh to say both the Racing Post Trophy and the Old Roan, perhaps this year, not the strongest renewals?
I think that's fair to say. Particularly the Racing Post Trophy, the Old Roan. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that one as well, if I'm perfectly honest. But in terms of an overall quality, and the fact that Aidan O'Brien's first string in the Racing Post Trophy is a horse who was second in a maiden on its only start, perhaps tells you all you need to know. I don't think we'll be seeing a future St. Ledger winner perhaps in the Racing Post Trophy. That said, I am very keen on the horse that I'm going to tip. So we'll move on to that shortly.
Okay, we'll get to it now. Actually, Gary.
Okay, let's get
Why
to that.
Not? Why not? It is the Racing Post Trophy. We're going to go in reverse chronological order, which makes no sense at all. But I think we should start with the flat, then the jumps, and we want the best jumps race first. So,
okay,
start with the 350 from Doncaster. It's a Racing Post Trophy, a Group One over a mile, 8 runners going to post. So this race could potentially have a nice bit of each way value, and it is already priced up on the William Hill website. We've got Elm Park in at 7-4, Jacoby in 7-2, Celestial Path at 9-2, Restorer at 7s, Snowano at 8s, Aloft 14s with Tupi, and Cock of the North is 25-1. You look at recent winners of this race, Capers, and you know, St. Nicholas Abbey, Casamento, Camelot, Kings Barnes, Kingston Hill. At one point or another, a few of those have ended up being slightly disappointing, maybe, or they've had their issues, but they've all been all the rage coming into this race.
Yes.
I'd say that this year, you sort of, there's only really Elm Park that has the proven quality at a race of this nature.
Certainly group level, yes. He's the only one, I think, to have won a group race, just quickly sifting through them. Just check that. Yes, I think he is. Some others have won pattern races, but they were listed races. So, yeah, he won the Royal Lodge on his most recent outing. And before that, he'd won the listed Stone Age Stakes at Salisbury, and he'd won his maiden at Newbury over 7 furlongs. He's progressing quite nicely. I'm not completely sure about the Royal Lodge. Nowadays, that's on that day where it almost gets a little bit lost on the card, and with the Future Champions Day the following week, I think some of those races now are a little bit weaker than perhaps they used to be in years gone by when they were a bit more spread out. So he's a worthy favourite, as he has won a Group 2, But for me, he offers no value whatsoever, and I'm more than happy to look elsewhere.
I think as well, I would say all ground does appear to be the same for him. That wouldn't be a concern. But I imagine the ground might be a little bit dead at Doncaster, given
could be
given the rain,
and then
it's been okay recently in the last few days. But what I would say is that the race that he won, obviously at Newmarket, he was very much outpaced, or just on first glance
looked
like struggling, and then all of a sudden it was like, well, where's he come from?
Yeah, so like I say, there are reasons why you would support him, and obviously there's the reason why he's favourite, but for me he's probably a little bit of a false favourite, and like I say, I'm more than happy to take him on.
Okay.
Jacobean is the, I'm going to say, Aidan O'Brien first string, I believe, if the betting's to be believed.
Mm.
And I certainly think on jockey bookings as well.
Yeah.
He was second in his only race at the Curra on over 7 furlongs. He's very stoutly bred, this horse. He was never near a second on that occasion. He was well fancied in the market, so I think they expected him to do quite well. He was never near a second, didn't quite manage to get there. But I thought that was an encouraging effort, but I wouldn't be wanting to plump him into Group 1 company straight after that run, if I was perfectly honest, from having watched that. So if he wins, very good. I'm sure he will have improved for that first run, but it'll need to be a little bit more streak-wise. So now is an interesting one trained by John Gosden, won the Hanson and Clark Stakes at Newbury last time out. It's obviously been kept for this race, with this race in mind. Before that, he'd won at Sandown. He looks, again, another to be progressing quite nicely. Restorer, interesting one, might be overpriced, was second a couple of weeks ago, but that was in a group race, and again, it's that weekend where they might be considered slightly softer group races. He won at Foss Lass on his day before finishing third at Kempton last time out. Lofter won on that one's most recent outing. Again, pitched in quite deep here, though, for me. Chupi hasn't done a great deal since racecourse debut. Cock of the North, didn't that win the
Brocklesby?
The Brocklesby, yeah. Did. So that's been on the go quite some time, and it's been running okay, but not for me. So then we come to my selection, Celestial Path, who was very impressive when winning at York on racecourse debut. Me and Mick were talking about this on the radio on Thursday evening. You don't get too many Sir Mark Prescott winners on their racecourse debut. This fella was impressive when he won at York. Went straight in the tracker. I know the secretary at Sir Mark's, and they've been very keen to point out you've got to keep following this horse. This is a horse that Sir Mark really, really likes. He then won at Haydock. I napped him when he won a listed race there over 8 furlongs. He was well on top at the end, but he did just did a little bit of a flat spot heading around the turn. Now, I get the impression that this horse is going to be a lot better and happier on a straighter track, particularly a track like Donny, where you need a horse that, for me, probably stays a little bit further. I know it's not the most undulating of tracks, but they do tend to race a fair way from home. And obviously, the round course as well, it's a very long home straight. But obviously, this is on the straight mile, but even still, Celestial Path stamina, I'm sure, will be coming into this. He will be staying this out much better than some of the others. So Mark's horse is continuing good form. There is so much to like about this horse. And for me, he is a fantastic each-way bet. I can't see him out of the frame, and he is the selection.
OK, Celestial Path then. An each-way steal in the Racing Post Trophy, but definitely has strong claims. 9-2 at the time of recording for Sir Mark Prescott. And Luke Morris. Okay, we'll go over jumps then. The 3 o'clock from Aintree is the next one we'll look at before the 2:30, which makes no sense, but we're going to do it. It is the Monet's Garden Old Roan Chase, a Grade 2 limited handicap, 2.5 miles of the trip for this Class 1 event. 12 runners going to post. I said earlier it might not be the strongest renewal. That doesn't mean that we haven't got nice types in there, because we do. Betting on the website as follows: Uke Sixandra 7-2, Module at 5s, Conquisto 11-2. 6s for Rajani Express, 7s for Rolling Aces, 10s Mr. Moonshine, 12s Wishful Thinking, 14s and Bigger the Rest. Mm. Where should we start here, Capers?
Well, I suppose we better start with the favourite, Uxie Zandra, who was second in the JLT Novices Chase, the grade one even, behind Taquin the Soul at the Cheltenham Festival. At the time, I wasn't too keen on that form.
I would agree with you on that.
And Taquin the Soul came out at Newton Abbot, he ran a little bit flat. Some of John Joe's weren't running that well then. But anyway, Uxie Zandra then followed that up by beating Oscar Whiskey here in a Grade 1 chase over 2.5 miles at the Grand National meeting. again,
it seemed to have matured as the season went on.
Yeah, though, perhaps.
There was that incredible race at Plumpton.
Plumpton, where he should have
stopped
fallen
to nothing.
Yeah.
And then McCoy didn't have to ask him for that much of an effort to go back again.
He's
clearly classy, but his jumping needed work. But like you said, you look at a second at the festival and then winning the
finding it hard to crab him, but still, I'm not completely convinced about the overall form. It may well be, as you say, that he has really rapidly improved, but I wouldn't want to be taking too short a price about him in a competitive race such as this on his seasonal debut. Mm-hmm. Wishful Thinking has been placed in this race in the past, was second in the race a couple of years ago, was sixth last year, has a fine record here over this track, 11-year-old though, so perhaps his better days are behind him. Conquisto won this race last year. I think the race rather fell apart last year though, if memory serves. There was plenty of fallers along the way, so I mean, I'm sure he'll have been targeted this, he'll be ready to go, but I'm not sure he could be repeating the dose. The fact that he's off 10 stone 3 this year when he was off 11 stone last year, perhaps for me indicates that this might even just be a slightly better renewal for all that we've said. I don't think it's as good as some of the renewals in years gone by. Rajdhani Express, I think, is a little bit of a forgotten horse. He finished fifth on his seasonal debut last year in good company, the Paddy Power Chase. He was then third in the Ryanair Chase. I think he had one or two issues. He was seventh in the bowl as well here. So he kept very, very good company. I think after the season before, where he carried nearly top weight when winning a race at the Cheltenham Festival before winning the Future Novices Chase at Ayr, I just thought he got the impression he was always going to be a little bit difficult to place last year, and he's just taken perhaps a little bit of time to come back to himself. I think he's going to be the value, but he's not going to be the selection. I'm actually going to go for the top weight module,
okay,
who was second on his seasonal debut last year in the Holden Gold Cup. He was then fourth in the I think it was the Peterborough Chase before winning the Game Spirit Chase, and then he was third in the Queen Mother Champion Chase at the Cheltenham Festival. He was probably over the top by the time that he ran at Punchestown, where I forgive him that run behind Sizing Europe, and he's got a very good record fresh. He was first a couple of years ago on his seasonal return. He fell at Exeter in a chase when he was going very, very well on his seasonal return a couple of years ago. He was second, and if he hadn't blundered at the last year, he would have won the Holden Gold Cup on his seasonal debut. I don't think the trip is an issue, especially around here. He might be able to get an easy-ish time of it out in front. So there's plenty to like about this horse. I know some of Tom George's have been needing a run, but he did have a win on Thursday in a bumper at Southall. And there are just signs that they're beginning to slowly turn the corner now. And I'm sure they've got him ready for this. I mean, it's a valuable prize as well, given this horse does run so well fresh, which I think you do have to really consider with a lot of these horses when they are making their seasonal debuts, or at least their records, on the back of breaks. I think it's better to expect better from Rolling Aces and Edgardo Sol this year. It's nice to see Bolter Ryan back, having took a horrible fall at Cheltenham on New Year's Day a couple of years ago, and then wasn't the same horse since. This was a horse that was considered, they were talking about him as a Gold Cup horse a couple of years ago. He's back from a long absence, and a lot of Lucindas have been running very poorly of late, it has to be said. So watch him brief with him. The more you actually delve into this race, it's perhaps not as bad a renewal as you originally think. But I'm going to go for Module anyway, for Tom George and Paddy Brennan.
Okay, Module the pick there. Top weight in the Old Roan. The final race that we'll look at is the 230. It's actually the first race that we'll see of the three, and it's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. 230 from Aintree, I should say. Class 3 event, 10 runners going to post. Really competitive, this one, Capers. Plenty of these arriving in good form. Shall we start with Spirit of Shankly?
We will, because that's going to be the tip. This is a horse who I've got a lot of time for. I still think he's actually fairly well handicapped. We talked about horses that have got a good record fresh. This horse won on his seasonal debut, has won on his seasonal debut for the last 2 years. He was then fourth in the Lanzarote hurdle last year in very, very testing conditions behind Sapphire de Roux. I think that race might have left its mark. He was then a good second in the Sydney Banks hurdle at Huntingdon before finishing eighth here at the Aintree meeting at the Grand National meeting, rather, I should say, on his final start. I know that Charlie Longden thinks his horse's future long-term is definitely over the fence. He's certainly bred to do that. But crucially, I do know that this horse has had a wind operation over the summer. So if there was something that was niggling him perhaps a little bit after those runs earlier on in the season last year, then that might have put that right. And I think he's very feasibly treated off his current mark. There's a few that you can give chances to. As you say, there's a few that come here in good form as well. But I think Spirit of Shankly can continue the very good recent run of Charlie Longston and Noel Feely. As I say, do note that I know for a fact that the horse has had a wind operation and he has won on his seasonal return on the last 2 years. Plenty to like, competitive race, admittedly, but Spirit of Shankly, for me, after those poorish runs towards the back end of last season, still looks well treated.
Okay, Spirit of Shankly like to be popular in Liverpool on Saturday.
Well, it's rather apt, isn't it?
Can you just spin us through your three picks? The one
Do you want them in reverse order?
I'd like them with the Racing Post Trophy first, please.
Okay. In the Racing Post Trophy, I think Celestial Path is a very good bet each way. I can't see this horse being out the frame. In the Old Roan Chase, the Money's Garden Old Roan Chase, very competitive. I think Rajon Express is the forgotten horse, but the selection is module. And in the 2:30 race at Aintree, a horse that I know has had a wind operation over the summer, Spirit of Shankly for Charlie Longson in that 2:30.
Okay, great stuff, Capers. Best of luck with those picks. And enjoy all of Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.